They make here, why? Sheesh lem shem levoya, they have a special name to it. It has a name, make here, it has Kedusha on it. So Chura here also, when the Pasuk says, Bamayim, you should wash the Kibayim in water, the Chura shemin lafuki, and not with the make here. So what's the whole Kavachim here? Somewhere it says, El Olav, the Pshat from the Bryce is like this. It does not mean the fact that the water is Kaddish. That's no Mila. That does not mean, so what is the Mila? Somewhere it says, Olav, the Ruyin the Mekir. It has to mean water that's fit to be used for the Mekir. What's the mile of such water? Meaning it's Mayim Chayim. That's the Kal V'Chayim of the Braisa. Not only can you use regular water to wash the Kibayim, but a Kal V'Chayim for sure you could use such water that's fit to be used for the Kir, which is Mayim Chayim. So not the water that's actually in the Kir, because that water has Kedusha, that's called the Shem Levoya, that will not be called regular Mayim. The Braisa meant to say Kal V'Chayim, the water that's fit to be used for the Mekir. And what does that mean, Mayim Chayim, Nenu? So who you see now, like the Yom HaMashlokas, so who you see, Mei Mikvah is possible to be used for the Mekir. You would ask us to use Mayim Chayim, live water, meaning well water, for the Kir. Tomorrow says, Tanoi, Atayef HaMachlokas Tanoim, therefore Zanakash and Rabbi Shemuel. The Yom Rabbi Yechon Yechon says, Mekir, what the loch of Mekir? What type of water does it come from? Rabbi Shemuel, Loim Nehem, Mei Mayinim. In the Chadami, Rabbi Shemuel says, that the water that's put into the kir has to come from well water. It has to be mei mayim, that's mayim chayim. The chachavim mayim, the chachavim say though, shar mei mayim. So any type of water doesn't have to be live water. Well water could even be from still water, from mei mikvah. Therefore, so that Rabbi Yim, you said before, Moresh Lakish, that mei mikvah is kshayim or mei kir, and that's going according to the chachavim sheet over here. Therefore, there's no steer in the climate. There is a price that holds like a Yishmael, that the Mekir B'davka has to be Mei Mayim. However, they hold all that in Chachamim, it's enough to be used even for Mayim, Mechunostim, even for Mei Nikva, from any type of water. Now the Gemara says, it says in Mishnah Oru, that means the Kohen that doesn't have a wrist Mila, if he does the Avodah, he's Mechal the Avodah. The Gemara says, Minolan, how do we know this from? Some Rav Chizda, Dov is there, this thing, Miteres Meshra Veinu Lelo Madnu, from the Torah itself, it doesn't say clearly that an oral is mechal the avodah, but rather midivre yecheskel ben buzi lamadnu. We learn this out from a pasuk in Yecheskel, that the pasuk in Yecheskel says, it says kol ben echo, kol ben echo, oral leiv the yoral baser layovoi el mikdashi. The pasuk says the shasayni of the gifts, and the pasuk says zilah shasayni. But it says, any ben necher, which means an oral lave or an oral bosa, meaning the kohen does not have gris milo, or else an oral lave, meaning he's like an apokaris, he's not moida to teres moisha, so he cannot do the avoida. So now it's the question though, minolo and the machle avoida, but how do we know if this kohen does the avoida, he's mechalo, meaning likuva, the avoida is not good, it's possible. The same, because the apostle before says, the aviachem, the necher, it says, Arle Lei, the Arle Bosor, Lios the Mikdoshi, Lechalalei, Es Beisi. It says clearly, when they come to do the Avodah, they'll be Lechalalei Es Beisi. They'll be Mechal the Avodah. So here from the Pasuk in the Chesed, it says clearly, if a Kayin, that's an Oral, whether it's an Oral Lei or Oral Bosor, he does the Avodah, clearly it says he's Mechal the Avodah. Yeah, now, Tana Rabbanon, the Brisa says like this, we learned, Ben Echer, when the Pasuk says, Kol Ben Echer, what does Ben Echer mean? So Yochel, I would have thought to say, Ben Echer Mamish, maybe means Mamish a Goy. The Pasuk is saying that if a Goy does the Avodah, he's Mechal the Avodah. The Gemara says, no, Tam Lem, the Pasuk says, Oral Lev, Mashma, what's wrong, the only Tzul he has is, that he has an Oral Halev, his heart is not completely with a Kodesh Baruch Hu. His heart is separated from Hashem. But otherwise, we're talking about he's a Kohen. Where it says in Cain, if so, Matam Lema Ben Echer, if we're talking about a real Kohen, just he's an oral leiv, so why does the Pasuk call him a Ben Echer, a strange person, Moses Mashma Goy? So where it says, what it means is, Shenis Nakru Maisov Liyogar Shabbat Shemayim. His actions are like strange to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meaning he's like a Goy to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's not doing the mitzvahs, he's doing too many Averis. Such a Kohen that has an oral leiv, that separated, set aside from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's supposed to do the Avodah. Now the Amy so forth I only know El Oral Lave. If his lave, if he's like doing ra, he's doing bad. Oral Bosaminain, how do we know a Kayin? That's a tzaddik. Just that he doesn't have a bris milah. Let's say in the case that his brother died during the milah, so the parents had a right not to make a bris milah upon him, but our call upon him is called an oral. He does not have a bris milah. How do I know such a kohen is also possible to do the avodah? And this Talmud Lemon, the pasuk says, the oral bosa, that even a regular kohen, that's a tzaddik, but as long as he does not have a bris milah, an oral bosa, his flesh is still there, he's possible. And the Gemara says, "Tzrich, I need both tzukim to teach us. I cannot learn out one from the other." Because the Rachman oral bosa possible, would have just said, an oral bosa is possible to do the avodah, meaning a kohen that does not have a bris milah. Mishum de mois, there's something disgusting about his body. His body itself is mois, the fact that the oil is still there. That's why it's possible to do the avodah. Avalor will leave, but a kohen that has a bris milah, just his heart is going against Hashem, to loy mois, his body is not disgusting, it's only his leave, his heart, so maybe that's not so bad. Maybe there if the kohen does the avodah, but the ever the avodah is kosher. So I need a special person to say, oral leave is also machal the avodah. Now, the Ashmin and Oral Lev, the Postik would have just said, O Kayin, that's an Oral Lev, that's Nisnakru Maisel Lashem, Mishum Dien Libel Lashemayim. Maybe by him it's worse that his heart is against Hashem. He does not think to do the mitzvahs. Such a person like Akkadosh Baruch Hu can't stand Hashem says his Maisel is Mechalo. Avol Oral Bosso, but a Kayin is a tzaddik, because he doesn't have a bris milah. The libel is Shemayim, his heart is taught that Kodesh Baruch Hu is doing the mitzvahs. Hey, Maloi, maybe if he does the avoida, he's not Mechalo the avoida. Tzrichi, that's why he both took him in the Cheskum that have come to teach us. And the famous Kash, the Gemara always asks all over, how did we do before Yecheskum? And the answer is that Avadi is Halacha L'Mashem Sinai. Just boy Yecheskum is Sam Chinu, but Avadi Halacha was set out even before Yecheskum came. These are like Halacha L'Mashem Sinai, that an oral is Mechalo the avoida. Whether he's an oral lave or an oral bosa, in both cases, he's mechalol the avodah. You know, it says in the Mishnah, tomei posel. If the kohen is tomei and he does the avodah, he's mechalol the avodah's posel. Now, Omru zikne dorim, says he came from Dorim from the south, said like this, that lo shona, when does the Mishnah say a kohen is tomei is posel, ela tomei sheretz? Only if the kohen is tamei through a sheretz, then if he does the avodah, is the avodah possible even by the eved? Avol tamei meis. But if the kohen was tamei because he touched the meis, he has tumas meis on him, then it's different. Avol tamei meis. They hold mitorch shemaratz betziba. If the kohen now is bringing a korban tziba, the locher is tumas hutra dechuyi betziba. That they're allowed to bring the korban, even though they're tamei. So they hold meratza nami biyochid, that if a kohen is bringing a korban yochid, v'diyevet, if he does the avodah, even though he's tamei meis, the korban is kosher. It's meratza, v'diyevet is meratza. So that's what our Mishnah says, that a tamei is possible even v'diyevet, that's only by tumas sheretz. But by tumas meis, to the tamei, the kohen has a tamei meis on him, then they have this svara, that since by a korban tzibet meratza, the same thing by Korban Yochid also, it's also Maratza. So there's the question, Yochid, if so, Tomei Sheretz Nami, Leisei Bekal V'Choyma, Mi Tomei Meis? The Chorot HaKash on Zikmei Dorm then. Why don't you tell me now, if the Kohen has a Tumas Meis on him, if he does the Avodah, if he ever is Kosher, I should have a Kal V'Choyma to say that the same Malacha should apply to a Tomei Sheretz? So if the Kohen touched the Sheretz, and now he does the Avodah, even though he's Tomei, I should have a Kal V'Choyma to say the avodah is kosher. And the Kal V'Choyma should be like this. Ma Tomei Meis. Magic when the Kohen has Tumas Meis on him. Shetoyin Hazor. Shalishiu Shvi. The only way he could become Tor, if they sprinkle on him from the Meichatas from the Paraduma on his third day and on the seventh day, still Meratze, if he does the avodah, if he brings a regular Korban Yochid, still b'di'evet, the korban is kosher, even though it's such a chamadik ketumah. If so, tamei sheretz. If the kohen only touched the sheretz, she'enoi toyin hazor gimel l'shvi, that the tumah is not so strong, he does not have to have on him sprinkled the water from the meipara, from the paraduma, on the third and seventh day. is so, since it's a more simple tumor, Eino Din, isn't it for sure Svaram, Shemaratza, that B'dievet, if the Kohen does the Avodah, even though he's Tameh Sheretz, still the Korban should be kosher. So I want to say, according to you, Zikneh Dorm, it's a kasher na Mishnah. How does our Mishnah say that even B'dievet, or Kohen Tameh is possible, the Avodah is possible, once you're telling me that if you're Tumas Meis, the Avodah is kosher, there should be a Kavachana by Tameh Sheretz also. So where does the Mishnah say that a Tameh is possible to do the Avodah? All right, turn over. Such a kasha nezikne dorim. How could you say that Tomei Meis is Meratz and not Tomei Sheretz? So Gemara says, I'll tell you, Kosavri zikne dorim, that the Zikainim from Dorim from the south hold like this, that Mechaprin Kimis Chaprin. Mechaprin meaning the Kohen that brings the korban that gives over the kapora, he has the same halacha Kimis Chaprin, like the Bailam, like the owner of the korban. What does it mean to say? That ma mischaprin, just like the owner of the korban himself, tome meis in, tome sheretz loi, meaning by a tzibur, that it is alocha, that tome is hutra b'tzibur, so there are two alochas there, whether the tzibur is tome, or whether the kohen is tome. So just like when the klal is, if the tzibur themselves are tome, still the latter bring this korban. So when the tzibur is tome, what type of tome are we talking about over there? By tome meis, we're talking about over there. Rashi says, Kishutru Tuma Betzibor, Shneim Hoy Bamashma, Hakoyin Betzibor. Both is there, the Kohen and the Tzibor. So, Mimoyadai Nafka. And the Apostle says, Mimoyadai, you have to bring the Korban Pesach at the right time. Hilkar, therefore, Kohen Kitzibor. Ma Kishutru Tuma Etzor Tzibor. Just like when Rova the Tzibor is Tomei, there's a Hutra to bring the Korban, meaning there Shinitma Tomei Meis, that the Tzibor became Tomei through a Meis. So, and not with a Kent Tumah through a Sheretz, we'll soon see how we know that. So just like by the Tzibah's Heter is only by Tumas Meis, the same thing with the Torah gave a Heter for Kohen, by a Korban Tzibah, it's also only a Heter, when the Kohen has Tumah Meis on him, and not when he has a Tumah Sheretz. That's the Svaro of Zikne Dorim, that Mechaprin, the Kohanim, is Kimis Chaprin, like the Tzibah himself. Ma Mischaprin, just like by the Tzibah. That's it, there's a cloud of Tzibah is Tumah. They can have the korban brought, tomei meis, only if the tzibur has the tumas meis on them, tumas meis in, tomei sheretz loy. But if the tzibur only has the tumas sheretz on them, there's no halach of tumhut of the tzibur. If so, af mechaprin, the same thing by the kohen that's bringing this korban. I'll tell you, tomei meis in. When is there halach? Zikne dorm hold. That if the kohen does the avoyde, but the avoyde is kosher, only if it's a tomei meis. But Thomas Sheretz loy, but if the Kohen has Tumas Sheretz on him, then there's no such halacha. Then there's never hutra, not by a tzibur, not by yochid. That's Shana Mishnah. When our Mishnah says that a Kohen that's Tomei does the avoyda is posel, that's only if the Kohen has Tumas Sheretz on him. But where the Kohen has a Tumas Meis on him, that's Zikne Dorim Svara, that just like if it's a Korban Tzibur. They're allowed to do it, Lechatchila, now where it's a Korban Yochid, B'dievet, if they do it, the korban is kosher. Now the Gemara asks, my kosavri, what do Zikne Dorim hold that you're telling me by a tumah b'tzibur is only by tumah snake and not by tumah sheretz? What do they hold? E kosavri, if they hold, Zikne Dorim holds that ein sheichtin v'zorkin al tumah sheretz. Let's say a person on Erev Pesach tzatz the sheretz. So the person is tummy right now. The question is, can he send his korban Pesach that the Kohen will bring the Korban Pesach for him? Because since he only touched the Sheretz today, the Locharis will go to the Mikvah, and when it comes nighttime, Herr Shemesh, he's already told he's allowed to eat from the Korban Pesach. So one story is, let him have the Korban brought today for him, let a Kohen Torah bring the Korban, and then at nighttime, he'll be able to eat from it. That's one story. The other story is, no, that since Lamaisa right now, they're Tomei, they have no right to have the Korban Pesach brought. And this is the Machlokes. The Kesav, if they hold that Ein Shechtin Mezorkim Al Tomei Sheretz, if the Yochid is Tomei Sheretz, Halachari, we do not bring a Korban Pesach today, but rather he's pushed off to Korban to Pesach Sheni. If so, Amay Lo Yav Tzibur B'Tuma. If that's Halacha by Yochid, so now a Rove of the Tzibur touched the Sheretz today, that Rove of the Tzibur is Tomei, they should be allowed to bring the Korban Pesach today. But the klal is, Hakol shebi yochid nidcha, anytime if a yochid has this tumah, he's pushed off to bring a korban Pesach, the locher is, tzibur avdi b'tumah, that the tzibur now is tummy like this, they're allowed to bring the korban Pesach even b'tumah. But that's the locher, only a yochid is pushed off to Pesach sheni, and not the tzibur. See if you're going to tell me when if a yochid touched a sheret, he's pushed off to Pesach sheni, then the locher should be when the tzibur has tumah sherets on them, they should be allowed to bring the korban Pesach. So why do you tell me they hold that the tzibur is not hutra by a tumah sheretz? Why not? Elot must be kasavri, the dignadurim hold like this. Hello, kasavri shreichtin v'zorkim al tumah sheretz. That yes, if the yochid touched the sheretz on erev Pesach, if the yochid is tummy, the locher is he should go to the mikvah today, and at night time he's tor, so therefore he's allowed to send his korban Pesach that a kosher or a kohen that's tor would bring it today. And at night time, he's tor, he'll be able to eat from the korban. That's why by tzibur, if they touched it, they touched a sheretz, there's no halacha that they're allowed to bring it now when they're tummy. But rather, they have to wait until they're tor, so that's why it's mutah. There's no halacha of tumah hutra by tumah tzibur, but by tumah sheretz. So therefore, if the kohen has a tumah sheretz on him, he's also not hutra, there's no din maratz, even with the eved, as the eved, the Mishnah says, the avoidus tzura. That's the svar of Zikne Dorm. Oma Ula Ula says that Tokalu Resh Lakish Lidremoi. Resh Lakish asked a strong question, like struck them, like Yashi says, Soiklem. He yelled at them, Kel Godor, a loud voice, that Resh Lakish had a question against the Zikne Dorm. And he asked like this, V'chi'eze Koyach Meruba, which power is stronger? Koyach Mechaprim? Or koyach miskaprim, is the koyach of the koyin that's being mechaper, or the koyach of the miskaprim, the one that receives the kapara? Which one is stronger? So I'll tell you, have a yoima koyach miskaprim, that the koyach of the tzibur of the bailim, that's a strong halacha. Like Rashi says, can afarsh be also shahayochid tamei sheret mishlei korban of lazara. If the yochid, if he's tamei sheret, he could have his korban brought. He just said, Shaykh the Mazakam of Tommy Sheretz. But the Kayin that's Maratza, the Kayin that brings the Korban, if he touched the Sheretz, he's Postle, like it says in our Mishnah, that is Postle. Since so, you're telling me right now, the Kayin is more stronger than the Bailim that are receiving the Kapara. That's what it says, if he aids the Kayin, which Kayin is stronger? Kayin Mechaprin or Kayin Mischaprin? Have the Yoim the Kayin Mischaprin? That stronger means they could bring the korban faster. That's the koyach of the bailim. Then the mischaprim, the bailim, they could have the korban brought, even though they have tumah sheretz. So it sounds like this: Oma b'makim shenitamo bailim sheretz. Maduch, when the owner did touch the sheretz, is tummy. You're telling me right now that zikne d'orim holds mishalchen korban asayim, that they are allowed to send the korban. They're allowed to have a kosher kohen bring the korban for them. If so, kohen. Shenitmo v'sheretz, einu meratzeh. Now that's what you Zikne Dorim are saying. That the Kohen himself, if he has a tumah sheretz on him, he's einu meratzeh. That's what Mishnah says it's possible. If so, mokum shenitmo bailam emes. In a case, let's say, where the owner has tumah emes on him right now, shein mishalchen korban asayim, that they have no right to bring a korban Pesach right now. If on erev Pesach, this person is a tumah emes, so he won't be able to eat the korban at night time. The locker is, he's put, the yochid is pushed off the Pesach sheni. He cannot bring a korban, he cannot have his korban sent. Says so, kayin, the case where a kayin, shenitmo b'meis, that the kayin has tumas meis on him right now, ain't a din, isn't the svar for sure, sheni maratza, that his avodah should not be maratza. Or it's maduch, the bailim. If the bailim himself has tumas meis on him, he cannot have his korban brought. Is pushed off the Pesach Sheni, so for sure the Kayin, when he has a Tumas Meis on him, for sure his Avodah should be worse. It should be Eina Maratza. Because you tell him right now, the Kayach of the Mischaprin is stronger. So the Kayach of the Bailim is stronger. So Mazach by Tumas Meis, where the Bailim, the owner of the Korban himself, cannot have his Korban brought, but rather he's pushed off the Pesach Sheni, for sure the Kayin, that's just bringing the Korban, if he has Tumas Meis on him, for sure he cannot bring the Korban. For sure it should be possible even with the Yevit. That Resh Lakish's kasha on Zikne Durim, How could you say if the Kohen has tumas mace on him, b'dieved the avoider is kosher? Gemara answers that kosav rizikni dorim. There's a kainim of dorim hold like this. That tome mace nami mishalei korban isof. They hold an owner. The bailam, if he has a tome mace, if he has tumas mace on him, he could also have a korban brought for him. B'dieved even the yochid, if he has a korban brought, is kosher. So therefore, just like the Yochid, his carbon could be brought, the same way the Kohen that does the Avodah, with the Yevid, his Avodah is also Marasa, it's also Kosher. That's what they hold. As Ikhmi Dorim holds that even a Tomei Mace, a Yochid is a Tomei Mace, with the Yevid, if he brings the Korban Pesach is Kosher. But the more, how could that be? Well, see by the Pesach says, Ish Ish, Ki Yeh Tomei, V'yosa Pesach B'chodesh HaShayni. The Pesach says clearly that if a person has Tomei Mace on him, he cannot bring a Pesach Rishon, but rather he has to wait the Pesach Sheni. And you tell me now, Zikna Durham holds, he has a right to have the Korban brought today. So my answer is the mitzvah. True, the mitzvah, the person is supposed to wait until Pesach Sheni. Just be the evidence, if this person had that Tomei Mace, if he sent his Korban to a Kohen, and a Kohen brought it for him, he's mekayim the mitzvah. That's only be the evidence. But about the Chilul the mitzvah, you're supposed to wait to Pesach Sheni. But the more still, I will see the Pesach says, Ish lefi yochloi, the person that has to eat.